As the movement known as Land Back grows, a new policy brief shows how geographic information system, or GIS, techniques can be used to identify public and protected land in relation to current and historic reservation boundaries and present maps showcasing the scope of land back opportunities. Land Back is a movement to restore native lands to indigenous people. Laura Taylor, a research affiliate for the Harvard Project on American Indian Economic Development and a postdoc at Cal Institute of Technology, co-wrote the brief with Miriam Jorgensen. The policy brief is really kind of a conversation starter, Taylor told the Daily Yonder. In a sense, it brings together some summary information and some basic facts just about the history of land loss in America as it relates to Native nations and American Indian tribes over the last 100 to 150 or so years, and poses questions about potential avenues for facilitating land back, particularly looking at bordering federal and state land that are around current tribal areas today. A Connecticut college studies the preservation of a historic indigenous city. Students from Eastern Connecticut State University will conduct an archaeological study of the largest indigenous city in North America in medieval times. Archaeologist Sarah Bears will lead the team at Cahokia, which is based in southern Illinois and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The study is supported by a grant from the National Science Foundation. She said she hopes the study will help our understanding of why people moved from small farms and created what we think of today as modern cities. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.